Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Awesome, Sean. Take it away, man.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into my presentation. My name is Sean, and I'm the Vice President and Curriculum Director at pkmove.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to sharing the transformative power of parkour with special populations. We currently operate in the greater Washington, D.C. area. I'm also here to plug a book. More on that later. First of all, you're here. So you either know what parkour is or you have some idea, right? The French hop, the rooftop jumping, yes? How about a method for practicing human locomotion? Good? My intention in speaking at this conference is to advance our motto at PK Move, which is that parkour is for everyone. And I'll do this by discussing our flagship program, PK Silver, which is our fall prevention-oriented take on parkour for adults over 50. Now, my favorite thing about teaching parkour to adults over 50 is telling people who aren't 50, that's what I do, and watching the reaction. It's like they ate ice cream too fast. I love that. And I get to be the one to help them jump the gap in their minds between the French art of pretending to be Jackie Chan and your grandmother. How can this be? It can be, and it is. In our opinion, basic competence in parkour is actually more relevant to older adults than any other age group. I just said that. At 50, parkour transitions from crazy internet sport to essential life skill. It's just a matter of mechanics and context. So here come my slides to back that up. But before we begin, our format today will consist of some movement breaks in between slides, because of course it does. And I need to expose you to a bit of PK Silver curriculum. You're all movers and probably kinesthetic learners, so we have to do something, right? So why don't we do something right here at the start before we get into PowerPoint, all right? Let's move, everybody up. Ta-da. I just want to start with some breathing exercises. First, you're going to scrunch your nose up like that and take in one big breath and let it go. And then do it again. Let it go. One more time. Good. Now you're going to pull your nose down like that and breathe in that way. I know it looks stupid, but it really opens you up. All right. Now, let's just get our shoulders moving a little bit. want you to shrug just a bit, like that, to the side. Good. Now let's roll them back a little bit. Get the elbow involved. Now go the other way with it. Good. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Good. Little bit of neck movement. Big breath. And look up. Back to center. Big breath. Look down. Good. Back to center. Big breath. Look to one side. Back to center. Big breath. Go the other way. And then shake your head a little bit. All right. That was good. That's enough for now. Plenty more later. All right. PowerPoint time. Dun, 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 dun. And present. Boom. There it is. There's the big idea. Parkour is fall prevention. So to get my point across that Parkour over 50 is not just safe, but might actually be necessary, I'm going to hit you with some facts. And then I'm going to use those facts to make an assertion. And that assertion is going to underlie our theory behind PK Silver. So here we go. Here's some facts. Boom. Oh, nope. That's the introduction to the facts. Here are the facts. Boom. Fact. As we age, our risk of becoming ill or dying from complications related to accidents grows at a rate commensurate with our ability to maintain physical strength. That's National Institutes of Health. Fact. Absent a rigorous and consistent physical maintenance routine, physical strength, shown most clearly in loss of muscle mass and bone density, declines rapidly every year past 40. That's the National Center for Biotechnology Information. Two facts. Falls and complications from falls are the leading cause of injury-related death over the age of 65 in America. Over 30,000 fall-related deaths were recorded for those 65 and older in 2016, and it increases every year. That's the Centers for the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. So those are some facts out there on the table, and I'm going to use those facts to make a very controversial assertion. Assertion! Many older adults in America aren't strong because they don't move, so they fall down. Did I blow anyone's mind with that assertion? Probably not, right? We kind of know this. It's maybe the most regrettable fact of, let's call it modern Western culture, especially America. We're number one at not moving at all. So the theory that we pull from this assertion should be equally inoffensive. Theory. If older adults were stronger, especially in ways that could be shown to lower the risk of falling, they would fall less. Boom. Right? It's all pretty straightforward so far, I think. So then the question must be asked. Who knows more about falling than the people who do it on purpose for fun? Yes, exactly. I didn't use the Steve Carell office gif because it's played out. That's the big idea. If 20 plus years of hardcore parkour field research by the world's parkour community has turned up anything significant, it's this. Human beings are capable, through their movement, of mitigating, absorbing, and redirecting impact force in ways previously thought unimaginable. You know, unless you ever saw a Jackie Chan movie or learned Chinese acrobatics at any point in the last 5,000 years. But everyone in the Western Hemisphere is like, whoa, this is new. All right.
That was awesome, Sean. I love that.
I've got more. I'm just bad at internet. Here we go. All right. And we're back. All right. So when we were writing PK Silver's curriculum, we needed to communicate why that matters. Why should anyone over 50 do it? Plenty of senior fitness programs are fun and get you stronger. Parkour is unique in that it embraces the very concept of falling as a legitimate skill, which itself contains an entire sub-art dedicated to the practice of bailing, which means adjusting the failed techniques in ways that minimize or eliminate impact to the body. This is all underpinned by a strength and conditioning method designed to reinforce joint stability to a degree that even if a fall does occur, the body is resilient enough to handle it without serious injury. Now, who needs that more than older adults for whom basic living tasks can represent serious fall risks? So that's what we have focused on. The trick is to take the more dynamic techniques of parkour, the rolls, the drops. Hold on here. Sean can internet. There he goes. The trick is to figure out how to take the more dynamic bailing techniques of parkour, such as drops, rolls, and breakfalls, and scale it to the most fundamental forms of locomotion, especially walking, and even simple tasks like just getting out of a chair in a way that's still engaging and effective. And can we go even further? Can we build a curriculum that simulates the earliest stages of falling, meaning participants are actually led through drills that require them to undergo controlled falls in a variety of scenarios without hurting anybody? Obviously, yes. That's why I'm here. So that realization of parkour perhaps being the perfect vehicle to address an epidemic of falling has led us to a curriculum that focuses heavily on the science and practice of fall prevention. We had already developed techniques directed at bails and falls for PK Silver, but now they were gonna take center stage. It's still parkour, we're still playing games, we're still having fun, we're still goofing off at a very high level, but we're also preventing accidents. It's a bigger mission. And that's the theory. But like any good theory, it has to be tested, especially when you're pitching something as counterintuitive as parkour for grandma. You have to have a disinterested third party take a look at what we're doing and certify, not dangerous. That's critical for what we're trying to get across and for our mission as a nonprofit, which leads me neatly into our next series of slides. Slides. Here's some more slides. Nice theory, but is it true? So as fate would have it, right around this time as we're putting the finishing touches on the first version of PK Silver curriculum, our program was brought to the attention of Dr. Alexi Wong, shown here on the right, next to his assistant, next to your boy Shawners in front of a glossy science poster. Dr. Wong is a professor of health and human performance at Marymount University in Virginia. Dr. Wong needed a senior fitness program to study for a research project, and he was intrigued by the concept of our program and wanted to know how we were adapting that crazy internet sport for people with artificial hips and limited mobility and knee replacements and so on. Or, in his words,
modified parkour from that stick, I was a little skeptical. Oh my God, all these old people are gonna get injured.
one out of every four that was interested in studying our curriculum.
The first time I heard about modified parkour from Nancy, I was a little skeptical. Oh my God, all these old people are gonna get injured.
So he was a skeptic, but we turned him. We turned him. So his initial interest led to an 8-week study conducted by Marymount University of a group of 12 new participants to PK Silver, all in their 70s or 80s. I think our oldest person was 85 years old. Throughout the study, they tracked basic physiological metrics such as pulling strength, cardiovascular endurance, but they also tracked psychological metrics such as confidence, fear, and autonomy. This was done with questionnaires relating to that individual's self-assessed preparedness to handle daily living tasks, such as going downstairs, crossing the street, bending over to pick up an object. The idea was to see if their attitudes towards scenarios that may precede a fall or an accident had been influenced by their participation in the program. Now, this is important because, as everyone on here knows, our ability to move and react is heavily influenced by our belief that we can. In other words, fear freezes us while confidence frees us, right? It follows then that if you spend 8 weeks getting stronger and learning anti-fall techniques, your belief in your ability to do things that might have made you scared to fall previously will change for the positive. And it did. At the end of the study, not only had no one been hurt or injured doing the crazy internet sport, virtually everyone's physiological and psychological metrics showed statistically significant improvement. They were stronger physically and more mentally prepared to handle a fall. After the study was published in the ACSM Research Journal last year, PK Silver became the world's first evidence-based parkour program for older adults. It's not going to kill your grandma. It's science. Now, obviously, that's a small sample size, but it's the first step, and we are now in the process of expanding the study and going nationwide. Now, obviously this has been hampered by the pandemic somewhat, but we are still making moves to bring this study to a national scale. And if we can reproduce the same results, this would allow PK Move to apply for national grants, which would allow us to use parkour to make a positive, meaningful impact on the prevalence of injury-related death in America. I'm gonna say that again. We're using parkour, crazy internet sport, to make a meaningful impact on the prevalence of injury-related death in America. Not bad for an activity typically associated with teenagers jumping off of buildings, right? Uh-oh, nope, he's fine. So how do we do it? What's the secret sauce? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you at least a little bit. Together, we're going to go over a few of the principal techniques we taught at the beginning of the 8-week study and continue to teach throughout PK Silver. But first, I want you to visualize being in an 80-year-old body that has been sedentary for years, even decades. I saw in some of the participants, we even have at least one 80-year-old here, so you don't have to imagine. Quick movements tend to be painful. All of your basic postures have become rounded, compressed, and stiff. Everything you do is top-heavy and unstable. Your whole world is shrinking. Getting down the hallway seems to take forever. Going down the stairs, terrifying. Even lifting your knees while you walk seems difficult. You're starting to feel like this guy. And now somebody wants to teach you parkour, that thing your grandnephew does where he jumps off the roof into a leaf pile. Where do you start? Well, the first thing you have to address is posture. By the time most people hit 50, especially in the modern era, their basic postures, including standing, are garbage. There's just no nice way to say it. And this is important. If you're already in chronically dysfunctional positions before you start moving, then it only gets worse once you add motion, and that sets us up for falls. Every one of our students have some form of lordosis or sway back, which is chronic anterior pelvic tilt, which causes who knows how many back surgeries every year. And even more common is kyphosis, where you're hunched over. I call it iPhone neck, which used to only happen to older adults. But if you want to read some depressing research, search for dorsal horn. That's D-O-R-S-A-L, dorsal horn. And read about doctors diagnosing children as young as 7 with kyphosis due to device overuse. Get that phone away from them, okay? In PK Silver, we start correcting standing postures from day one. That means learning how the pelvis works. So let's get up and go over our first key movement, pelvic tilting. Bum, 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 bum. All right. So the first thing you need to imagine is something called the mid-axillary line. That's an imaginary line from exercise science that splits your body down the side like this. Now, when you have lordosis, this leans you over your mid-axillary line. And when you have kyphosis, it does the same thing. In either position, you are past the midpoint of your mid-axillary line. So you're already leaning forward. You're pre-falling. So we have to correct that right away. So if you have lordosis, we need to teach you how to posterior tilt your pelvis, which will bring you back in center of your mid-axillary line. If you have kyphosis, we need to teach you to use a positive anterior tilt and then a shoulder pinch to get you back in your mid-axillary line. So one of the first things we do in class is we just do some modified cat-cow positions from yoga. If you know cat-cow, you're here, and then you're here. So I'd like you to go to the extremes in both directions 3 or 4 times with me. Hands on your knees, and then cow, cat, cow, cat, cow, cat. And now I would like you to turn sideways and check yourself out from a standing position, manipulating cat and cow, anterior and posterior. Anterior, posterior. Try to do this without moving your torso or bending your knees. Try to manipulate only the pelvis. If it feels like you're twerking, you're doing it right. Good, relax. Now take your normal standing position and then very quickly engaging your core and glutes, go to posterior tilt. Nice and tight. And then let that go. And then do it again. Posterior tilt, tight. We think of that as the ready to move position in PK Silver. So that takes care of front to back. But now we need to talk about side to side. Most people's standing postures are terrible, especially when I've been talking for too long and they start getting impatient and they shift their weight to one side. You all do it. You all do it. And you need to stop. So what I want you to do is shift your weight to one side, like you're just kind of hanging out, and then use a pelvic tilt to push yourself back to center. So you're just hanging out and then using hip movement only to push yourself back to center, okay? I'd like you to do that 3 or 4 times on each side. Chilling, centered. Chilling, centered. This this is also important because if you're like most people, if your standing position is always relaxed and pinched to one side, that's going to change the shape of your fascia over time and lead to imbalances in your gait. If you're always hanging out like this, when you walk, you're going to be heavier on one side. This leads to chronic overuse injuries, responsible for all kinds of knee surgeries. Our standing postures cause dysfunction. You have to stand good if you're going to move well. That's enough of that. Back to the slides. Here. So that's how we start teaching parkour to older adults. And if I'm being honest, I would teach that to younger students too if I didn't think they would quit immediately. This guy makes parkour boring. What the hell? But it's critical. Mastering the standing posture is essential to the practice of locomotion, and pelvic tilting is how we begin attacking that problem. Over time, good tilting habits lessen lower back pain, which is at the root of many dysfunctional movement habits that lead to falls. Think of people whose back hurts, but then you see them bend over to pick up an object and they're just hunching over even more, not bending their knees. Your pain actually leads you into worse positions. What you have to teach older adults is that dysfunctional standing postures are just defense mechanisms. You don't have to do it. It's a defense mechanism that actually promotes falling. We put ourselves in postures that trigger a constant low-level fight or flight response that make us avoid doing what we actually want to do. No wonder they're afraid. The psychology of movement is fascinating and understudied. What's amazing, though, is seeing these students stand up straight for the first time in years, just because we told them to. And then now they realize they weren't stuck down there. Their spines actually still work fine. They're just not using them. It might be a little stiff to start, but you watch them stand up and it's very liberating. We've even had students cry when they realize this was always available to them. So learn to tuck your pelvis. All right. Slides, more slides. All right, the next problem we focus on is weak ankles. If the pelvic tuck gets our house in order, the foot and the ankle are the foundation that the house rests on. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with older adults who, like most of us, have been wearing thickly cushioned shoes all their lives and aren't moving much, you're dealing with foundations made of sand. The foot and the ankle are immobile, unstable, and underdeveloped. This makes, for example, even slight unanticipated supination of the ankle, seen here, that's a serious danger for students. Now imagine that. Imagine if just turning your foot could turn out your lights, right? That's an incredible amount of psychological stress to know that just moving your ankle the way it's meant to could lead to a life-changing accident. And they know this. That's why most of them just, you know, shuffle around everywhere. There's no chance to supinate. They only ever move one direction, forward. That's one of the most interesting things to observe about elderly students, is if they do need to change directions, they'll stop, take a few micro steps towards the new direction, and then move forward again. The idea that they would lift their heels and pivot and risk supinating and risking all that torque to the ankle, no way. But think of how limiting that is. This is fundamental human movement. So, after standing postures are corrected, we then like to work on reawakening the ankle to all of its functions while stabilizing the overall structure. And there's no better way to do that than with single leg work. Let's get up again. There we go. All right, so We're going to attack three problems at the same time: poor balance, poor ankle stability, and poor ankle mobility. We're going to stand on one leg, strengthening and stabilizing that side while we mobilize the other free ankle. Okay? If you have a wall or object that you can use to put your hands on for stability, I would recommend it. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see if I can see my own feet here. Okay. So, I'm going to lift one leg, bend the knee slightly, and then grab with your toes. Squeeze your toes, squeeze your butt. The other ankle is going to go through all of its basic motions. First, pushing down into plantar flexion, and then pulling up into dorsiflexion. Let's do those together. Down, really push it, unless you start cramping, and then relax. Up. Down. Up. Good. Now we're going to evert and invert. Okay? All the way out until you can feel your outer ankle clenching. And then all the way in until you can feel your inner ankle clenching. Out, in, out, in. Good. Give it a little shake. And now you're going to supinate and pronate. Supinate, pronate. Sup. Pro, soup, pro, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Okay, let's give a nice little stretch to the support leg. All right, same thing, other side. Stand, bend, clench the toes and the butt. Pull up. Push down. Pull up. Push down. Up. Down. Shake. Out. And in. Out and in. Out and in. Shake, 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 shake. Supinate. Pronate. Supinate. Pronate. Supinate. Pronate. Shake, 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 shake. Good. Let's give a stretch to this side. Good, 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 good. One more time. Good. All right. Come on back. Bum, 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 bum. Hello. All right. Next problem, last problem we're going to talk about today. What if they actually fall? Of course, right? Good posture and strong ankles are great, but they don't guarantee that our students will never fall. So we have to prepare them for the worst. And we do that by taking the earliest stages of various fall scenarios and turning them into conditioning exercises called catch balls. It's a very catchy name. Let's learn one. Everybody back up. Now for this one, you're actually going to need a wall. If you don't have a wall available, just enjoy the presentation, okay? Yeah, that'll work. So you're going to think of this as a modified push-up. That's all this is. Our basic form is going to be hands in a diamond, like that. And you're going to be approximately arm's length away from the fall, away from the wall. And then you're going to take one step back, a small step, okay? And then you're going to fall into the wall while absorbing it slowly. Make sure your pelvis is tucked, ready for action. Short fall, push back. A little bit quicker, push back. Do not give your pelvis away. No, that's what the tuck is for, which is to keep you rounded and stable on your fall. If you're feeling a little risky, stand a little further back and feel that impact. As you make contact, bend your knees just a little bit. Now you're getting your hips involved and taking some of that impact away. Let's do three more. Two, three. So now you've simulated catching an early stage fall and just used it to work on pressing power. Boom. Two problems solved in one. Press stronger, get ready for a fall. That's it. Back to here. All right. Now at this point, you're probably like, I see your game, Sean. You're just doing physical therapy and calling it parkour. And you might have a point if calling it parkour actually made it easier to sell. It doesn't. But yeah, if you're going to call it a parkour, at some point you have to move around and you have to go somewhere, right? Well, I have a slide for that too. You just give me a second. I know how to internet. So let's take a look at what we actually are having them do in these classes, just a little bit.
Someone's balance by keeping them on the couch all the time. I'm in my mid-70s.
I am going to be 71 in August.
I just turned 75. It's not about being able to scale a wall or jump from the top of one building or another. It's how do you learn about your environment and how do you navigate around it?
That's good. Kimberly's getting into it. Pretend you're at the mall, Black Friday, you're trying to get to that sale item. Here comes Priscilla.
We are a fitness and falls prevention program that is parkour based. So it has some major elements of parkour taken out of it just for safety.
All right. So as you can see, in PK Silver, students are moving all over the place. There we go. We love to play with picnic tables and rails and use spins and quadrupedal movement and all kinds of locomotive skills that don't involve jumps or other impact generating techniques. And that's a very important message, not just for this age group and not just for the general public to understand parkour in a more nuanced way, but, you know, bringing this into younger classes as well. There's a whole world of movement involved in parkour than just jumping off of stuff, right? And we as coaches can always be doing a better job at showing them all the many, many, many different ways there are to get from A to B. So, see.
That's really beautiful, Sean. That little clip was so heartwarming too, to watch the what I see is games too, right? It's not just a skill of preventing falling, but it's actually like learning how to interact and play creatively with your environment and with one another. Really, really beautiful stuff.
Absolutely. And that was our Vice News piece. You can go see that on YouTube anytime. It's really fun. It's about 4 minutes long, and it pretty much says everything that's taken me 40 minutes to say in 4 minutes. So you could have saved yourself 36 minutes, but thanks anyways. So the point of today's movements is to show how we build a foundation of positive movement, of positive movement habits that double as fall prevention techniques. We have to do that on a two-dimensional plane before we take things into 3D, which is where parkour truly lives, right? But you have to start that way. You start on a single point, and then a plane, and then finally in the 3D. For the end of the study, for our final week, we took the participants on a field trip to a nearby park and created a multi-level obstacle course using trees, rails, picnic tables, little climbing walls. And let me tell you, if you want to see the cutest damn thing in the world, you need to see a bunch of 7-year-olds crawling and climbing through a park and all the kids just watching them. They absolutely loved it, and they all came out saying the same thing everyone who gets parkour says: I feel like a kid again. And that's really powerful stuff for someone who was scared to walk down to the basement 8 weeks before, you know? So lastly, I want to talk about where we do this. PK Move doesn't have a gym or a studio space, and we never will. Before COVID, we were in an entirely on-site service, meaning we go to where the students are. And in the case of PK Silver, that means assisted living homes, senior community centers, and public parks. And this is by design. The greater mission of PK Move as a whole is to show that parkour is not only for everyone, but it can happen anywhere. Parkour gyms are great, but strictly speaking, they're not necessary, and they can be a little intimidating for a senior to walk into with all the graffiti and dubstep and teenagers jumping around. They're also kind of expensive, and our job as a nonprofit is to serve populations that typically can't afford places like that, like seniors on a fixed income, as well as Title I schools in our PK Kids program. Instead, we go to where they are, and we use the facility as it's built to create classes. Sometimes we bring our own equipment, but oftentimes we just use what's there. And this is so much more effective because now when we go away, they can still use their environment with the lessons we taught them. And we do often get reports of our PK Silvers roaming the halls, pretending to fall against tables and crawling across walls and other very necessary activities. We also feel that the community aspect of parkour is essential to combating a less visible illness that plagues senior populations, and that's social isolation. By creating an experience that's similar to a structured recess, our program encourages students to bond with each other and make play dates to train skills and gives them another reason to leave the house or visit the community center. We don't want our PK Silver students' social experience limited to a single location that they have to pay for. This goes against parkour's roots. The quintessential parkour experience is meeting up with friends at some parking garage or playground to goof off and be unproductive and awesome, just like children do. And it's essential that our older adult students be exposed to the same experience. Now, obviously COVID has changed all of that. We recently reopened our kids' classes, and we've trained our coaches to be diligent about social distancing and masks and all the rest. The older adults are a different story. We've responded over the summer by taking PK Silver online and supplementing it with yoga and conditioning classes offered by our coaches, including me. If you'd like to know more about those, please ask during the Q&A. The only drawback to this is we do have to charge for these classes now, whereas our on-site services were almost entirely funded by grants, which is our model, and that's our intention with PK Silver. And eventually we will go back on site, but in the meantime, we wrote this book. This is PK Silver Forever, Your Parkour Toolkit Pandemic Edition. So We wrote this for anyone who has an older adult in their life that wants to start moving again, but obviously this is a strange time to start doing that. Gyms are either closed or they have crazy rules. There's a lot to consider. There's a lot more to consider now than at any other time in really human history. But that's why we made a guidebook to help you learn, to teach you how to build spaces for movement into your life that don't require much money or space or time. It's just some simple tips to show you that this is mostly about building habits. Movement is a lifestyle. It's not, it's certainly not the way fitness pitches it to most people as more work to do. You know, it's a price that you should enjoy paying. And we take you through step-by-step ways to build that into your life while also building a support network around you to keep you accountable. So, great Christmas idea for the older adult in your life, just $9 on Amazon, and that's the end of the plug.
That's wonderful, Sean. That's awesome, man. So people can get that book on Amazon. I put a link to PK Move, so folks can kind of come check you out, pkmove.org. I think we'll just open up for questions right now. This is a beautiful presentation. Really love the work you guys are doing. It's just, it's amazing. And it like, I know personally that my grandfather died after falling and breaking his hip. You know, like so many deaths occur because the recovery from a major injury is just too much. And it's nice to think about ways to prevent that as I get older and as loved ones get older. So thank you for the work you're doing.
And it's a much more prevalent problem than most people understand if they don't know the statistics, but almost everyone has a story like that. My grandma, my grandfather had a fall, and that was the beginning of the end. So the idea that we can use parkour to make an impact on that is, it's just a beautiful thing, and we're having a good time doing it.
That's fantastic. So there was a question about exercises to strengthen wrists. And I think you showed some on the wall, but are there anything else that comes to mind that you can just kind of talk about?
Oh yeah. I mean, every joint needs to be taken care of because every joint's involved in catching a fall. So when we did those catch fall exercises, you know, we moved into them slowly through the fingertips and pressed into the hands. You can take that onto a flat plane and just work that motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do, you know, 1,000 repetitions of that, and your hands are going to be much more prepared to take a fall. There's, let's see, who asked it? It's Marita in Stockholm. So Marita, I could point you to another source. You could go to Fitness FAQs and search for wrist conditioning. And that guy has like 8 or 9 tutorials on how to make your hands and wrists super duper strong. That's Fitness FAQs wrist conditioning, and that'll tell you everything you want to know.
Great. Any other questions, y'all?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them here. Let's see. Michelle asks, what city are you based in? And do you plan to expand? So PK Move is based in the greater Washington, D.C. area. Most of our classes take place in and around Alexandria, Virginia, but we absolutely plan to expand. The next place we're hoping to go very soon is here in Boulder, Colorado, where I'm based. And we're trying to expand our programs into the Denver-Boulder corridor. Again, COVID is making that very strange. So we started with online first, and then we're going to try to expand the live classes later on. And we are putting the finishing touches on our licensing program so that we can license other coaches around the country and around the world to do what we're doing. We're not quite finished and ready to launch that yet, but it will be coming soon. And let's see, Tina asks, what is the process of being certified for this program? Can a PK Silver certified coach work independently with people in their own community? The answer is yes. We do have a program for certifying coaches. If you go to www.pkmove.org and send us your contact info, either I or the executive director, Nancy Lorenz, will answer your questions in detail. Let's see. Any worker tips on getting back? Lando asks, any tips on getting back up after a fall? I'm not sure if you mean like if the fall just happened and what's a technique for getting back up off the ground, or if you're talking about rehabilitation after a fall. If you're talking about getting up right after a fall happens, we actually do have specific techniques in our classes just for getting down and up off the ground. Because as you can imagine, once you reach a certain age, just getting down to the floor gracefully is a little bit difficult, especially if you've lost a lot of strength in your hips and you can't lower your center mass into a squat. So we work on squatting, and then we work on squatting into a quadruped position. And then we work on getting that quadruped position into a seated position. And then we reverse that chain of events. As for rehabilitation after a fall, it would be hard to speak to a general plan. I would have to know like what was the nature of the injury, what happened. But generally speaking, we would take a person back through our stages. We correct your standing posture, we correct your ankle imbalances, and then we start making your hips stronger. Being able to squat and lower your center of gravity very quickly is not only the best way to prevent a future fall, but it also re-strengthens all the musculature that's typically damaged during falls. So let's see. Lynn, Miss Lynn, my beautiful strength and conditioning student, will you be offering a certification program to instruct this program? Yes, we are, and we do currently. We'll talk more about that on Friday when I see you for strength and conditioning, Lynn, because you're showing up this week. What if you have osteoporosis, asked Alan. So early in my career as a trainer, I had a lady come to me with osteoporosis. She had been doing marathons her entire life, but now she was afraid she was going to have to quit. And so I actually got her into Olympic lifting, if you can believe it or not. And that actually took her from osteoporosis back to osteopenia within about 6 months. Now, I'm not saying that's the cure for everybody who has osteoporosis, but we're talking about compound weighted movements. So one of the best things you can do if you have osteoporosis is correct your squatting postures and overcome isometrics in them. So when I say overcoming isometrics, what I mean is you're holding a form and then letting that load build stress throughout the chain until you reach pre-fatigue, you know, about 60-70% of your fatigue, and then you're putting yourself out of it. Because one of the big reasons people get osteoporosis is they're not bearing weight. We sit so much, we're inactive so much, that it actually lowers our bone density. So you have to actually put weight, you have to use gravity, in other words, to reverse the process of osteoporosis. It is possible.
Awesome. So we have to close the session right at 10. So I just wanted to ask you, what are your main tips on embodiment? And people can join us in the green room or the coffee break room afterwards too. So main tips on embodiment to close out the session. And thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Main tips on embodiment. Don't think of exercise and fitness as a price that you have to pay. Enjoy the price. You get to live in a body.
It's a privilege and it's a gift. Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate what you do and look forward to connecting to you soon, man.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.